Good evening, darling. This month, for the comfort audio I'm putting together for you, I want to help you to take a moment out of your studies, out of whatever you may be doing, whatever you most need to take a break from. Because it can be very hard to let go sometimes. It can be very hard when you're stressing or just trying to get as much done as possible in whatever time you have to take a moment for yourself. But to keep pushing yourself is, well, a false economy, for want of a better phrase. It's important to take moments to rest. It's important to take moments to breathe, to step aside from the thing you're doing, to revitalize and refresh yourself so that when you go back into your studies or your work, you do so renewed. And you'll find that your work is better for it as a result. Because a tired mind is not a mind that's going to take much in. A burned out mind is not a mind that's going to be able to do much work. So let me sit with you here a moment, darling. Hold my hand and we'll go through this together. Start by grounding yourself. Put your feet on the floor. Put your back up against the chair. Ideally, if you can, I'd like you to be sitting or indeed lying down on a different surface to the one you've been working or studying on. But I know that's not possible. Always. So if it is, great. If not, that's also okay. Ground yourself and straighten your back. Close your eyes for just a moment. Put your hands face up on your legs and imagine me gently holding on to one of them, whichever you prefer. Our fingers intertwining. A gentle amount of pressure. Bring nothing but ease. Now we're going to do a breathing exercise, but we're not going to do it for four like usual. We're going to go to seven. So breathe in for seven, hold for seven, breathe out for seven. A lot longer than usual, but we're going to try and go a lot deeper. Because we really need to make a big gap between that busy mind and this relaxed mind. So with me. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and out, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Six, seven, hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, out, two, three, four, five, six, seven. One last time. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hold, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Very good. Now, I want you to take your mind as far away as you can from whatever it is that's been occupying it so much. And we're not going to do that by trying not to think about it. We're going to do that by introducing the mind to something else, something beautiful. I want you to imagine for a moment that we're walking next to each other, hand in hand. It's a beautiful spring day somewhere in the South Downs, or some other rolling verdant hills that you can imagine easily. The sun is beating down on our faces, giving us that lovely feeling of warmth that just nestles and nuzzles you from the inside out. Perfect temperature that makes you feel so peaceful, so calm. And as we walk together, I want you to look up into the sky and see the clouds slowly passing. Sky is scattered with small cumulus clouds in that beautiful fluffy shape that reminds you of the pictures you drew when you were a child. There's a couple of birds flying above us. Hard to tell if they're chasing or dancing or courting, but they're making those little circles and around and about. Reminding us that we're not alone. And you are not alone, I'm here with you. We're wearing the most perfect light summery clothes. And on this gorgeous spring day, just blow a little in the gentle breeze. Just over the top of the hill we're walking on, you can see a beautiful forest that just stretches out forever. As far as the horizon goes, moving up and down with a hilly landscape. Slowly walking down that hill now, towards that forest. And I'm looking at you, smiling. And watching as you breathe. Your breathing has become so much deeper now. Your chest moving in and out with each breath. And you can start to feel comfortable release you've needed. Your body's feeling looser, your limbs feeling fresher, your mind is starting to clear from that brain fog, and you start to feel more comfortable with everything it was you're doing. So as you walk down the hill, I just brush your hair out of your eyes and ask, what was it you were thinking about just now? And without any worry, you just tell me something you felt. something. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't even have to think of it. Just know that's what we're doing. You, standing next to me, telling me about all the wonderful things you've learned, or all the wonderful things you've done.
Feels a bit like he's criticising himself and he's kind of lost in a writer's block. That he's
all the things you've achieved, himself. Even in something that may have seemed
upset that he keeps writing
mundane or routine at the time.
But then he answers himself by saying, look, even the theme never changes.
And in this beautiful place, in this sunny, verdant landscape,
why is my verse so barren?
You can see the beauty that was there all along.
Variation, change. And then
and those things that
daily new are
so stressful, so
still telling what is
tight
wrong.
Before, have become loose and free in your mind.
It's beautiful and new each day, just like the sun is beautiful every time it rises.
And instead
right,
of feeling like you've had to
not so much
fight
criticize himself as by excusing himself
to get the knowledge in,
and I mean,
to push through whatever was making work difficult, you find that all those thoughts are now just loose and free and flowing around, and making you feel like something magical is occurring in your mind. Because when we study, that is exactly what we're doing. We're doing something magical. Magic is literally learning the things that man was not meant to know. More to the point, man or woman or humanity, more to the point. Does not innately understand. And you have been filling your head with these incredible things. You have been growing and expanding and becoming so beautiful as part of it. And as we walk hand in hand down this hill, I see the way your face lights up with all these things, and I can feel that passion you've been trying to find emanating from your body, emanating from your heart, from your mind, from your soul, through your eyes into mine. You've done so well, my love. And you're going to keep doing so well, I know that. I know you. I see you. I see the amazing, beautiful human that you are. I know you may not always feel like that, particularly when you're trying to move on some assignment that's, for whatever reason, feeling more and more difficult. But I know you, and I know that you will succeed. And that you are an incredible, amazing, passionate soul. It feels like all those knots that are inside your head have untied now. Like everything's become freer and looser, and as your chest moves up and down with the deep breaths we're taking, with the wonderful country air that's coming into our lungs, we start to reach the side of that forest, and you realize that this forest is where you've been trying to get. It's that place where your mind becomes inspired and inflamed and passionate, and the trees are almost parting to let us in, Do you know when you walk through the forest, you're going to be back in the room? And you're going to be feeling entirely different and ready to return to what it was that you were doing. Ready to renew your studies, ready to dive back into your work, ready to make this day your own. So I put my other hand to your cheek and I gently kiss you. And as you begin to walk, our hands gently let go until just our fingertips are touching. As you open your eyes, you should be able to feel now that much deeper relaxation, that much looser mind that we've made. And if you don't worry, that's okay. Listen to the audio again or take some time. Do whatever it is you need to do. Because this doesn't have to be a chore, this doesn't have to be something you have to do. This can be something you choose to do, and that you have chosen to do, because you wouldn't have started this, you wouldn't have been in the position where you were doing this if you hadn't made that choice some time ago. And there was a reason you made that choice, and it was a good reason. And that reason is there with you now. And all you can do is give it what you have. And what you have is amazing. Goodbye, my darling. Good luck.